much would it mean for this program to be able to get a bowl win? It's been a while since they've won that bowl game.
I think it just top off the season. You know, we did something we haven't done in a while in beating LSU, and I think we just top it off by doing something we haven't done in a while and beat NC State for a bowl game.
Braden, you've kind of made being a punter cool. I mean, with the success that you've had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there are kids that go, oh, yeah, Braden Mann, that kid from A&M, man, he can really punt the ball. A lot of times, you know, people don't really notice the punter that much, but you have brought notoriety to that position, especially around here.
Well, that's cool, yeah. I'm glad people are starting to think that punting is, you know, actual football position. You know, like, people sleep on it a lot and don't really put it into the game, but I just wanted to show it can be an important part of the game. And Coach Fisher stresses it a lot. You know, it's a third of the game. It's not just discounted. And so we're just trying to put a lot of emphasis on it, just not just me, Seth and Daniel and Austin, all of us.
What was the award circuit like for you? Did you enjoy that?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, Atlanta was really cool. We got to it was at the College Football Hall of Fame, and so I got to tour that a lot, and it was really cool. Yeah, we just got to see a lot of awesome guys, every like best guy in the nation from their position. So it was really intimidating just seeing all those guys there that I had seen all year on TV. So it was really cool.
Would you have been surprised if you didn't win it? The Ray Guy Award?
No, the other guy had James Smith from Cincinnati, really good numbers. So I knew going in, like, I wasn't going to be super surprised if he won it, especially because his net was right there with mine and everything. So I wasn't really too worried about it. I was really happy to be there.
Has your life changed? What's changed about your life since you run away Ray Guy Award? Has anything changed?
Not really anything. yeah, nothing's really changed that much. Just trying to come out and practice every day.
Did you meet anyone when you were down in Atlanta that kind of gave that starstruck feeling maybe, or the one guy who you didn't expect to meet that you met that kind of blew you away?
Actually, Kyler Murray came up to me and saw my A&M pin on my thing, and so he introduced himself to me. He started talking about A&M and his transition to Oklahoma and everything. So we talked for, like, we were on the same red carpet group that, like, walked in, and so we talked about that for about 15 minutes, so that was cool.
Well, what was said? What did he say?
Was that anyways the conversation?
he didn't say anything, like, too, like, really weird. He was just talking about how it was at Oklahoma and backing up Baker and everything, and somebody asked him why it didn't work out at A&M. He just said it wasn't really meant to be, so he's happy where he is.
Did any of the defensive players ask you for tackling tips or anything?
No, I was very intimidated. They were all about twice my size. I talked to Greedy Williams, actually, for a little bit. We were in the same group, too. And I just knew that dude was a freak. So that was cool.
How would you characterize this year one under Jimbo?
A huge turnaround. Not necessarily with our win-loss, because we did win one more game, which is huge, but I think that one more game was a team that we haven't beaten since we joined the SEC. And I think just going into this bowl prep, we're a lot more focused and a lot more driven to win the bowl, not just go to it. So I think that's a huge thing, is just attitude with the team lately. It's been a huge improvement.
You talk about winning the bowl game. Mm-hmm. Senior class hadn't won one here. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you guys to try to get that for them?
It's super important. I think it's going to top off a season of turning around. We've done something we haven't done in a while and beating LSU, and I think doing something we haven't done in a while and beating NC State for a bowl game would be huge. So that's just kind of the attitude we have this year. Like last year, we knew a lot of our staff was gone afterward, and so we weren't as focused or as driven to do it. But now, like, this new staff, we've bought in to it. So,
are you coming back next year?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting an NFL grade? Are you going to get that? Have you got that yet or not?
I haven't gotten it yet. I signed the release. Yes, sir. I'll get one.
Okay.
So,
okay. Thank
sir.
You. Appreciate
yep.
it.
And how big is a good performance in the bowl game as far as kind of catapulting you guys into the offseason?
I think it's huge. Since I've been here, the past 2 years, and I know since Daniel's been here the past three, it's kind of just ended on a low note going into the offseason. And I think just being on a high note going in would be huge. We can still use it as motivation even though, you know, if we win it. So.